Yeah, and I know one that's.
What?
One about Johnny Appleseed.
I know one. Yeah. Sparrowhawk.
Yeah, I don't.
And then and she's starting to write about a wild horse.
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
And I want to read it.
Me too. I'm going to get that book.
Me too.
Has she told you what the book's about? I mean, besides a wild horse?
No. Okay. No, because she just started.
Everybody.
And she said that she had lived with the Navajos, mm-hmm. and she was wearing, and she had a silver necklace made by the Navajos. And she had an Indian blanket.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
What were you starting to say?
Well, almost everybody in the class got her autograph. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know?
Nope.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yes, I thought. Well, you say something now, okay?
What was the most, everybody think for a minute. What do you think was the most exciting and interesting thing to you that Maribel told you about? Now, each one may have a very different idea.
I know.
All right, now, let's everybody be sure they have their idea before we hear who's
saying. I have an idea.
All right, will you hold on?
I got an idea. What now? What somebody's
going to
say.
Well, all right, now you just mouse quiet now. Yes. Everybody's thinking and getting their idea. Okay. What's your idea? Is your idea ready?
Uh-uh.
All right.
Mine
is. Wait. Mm-hmm. I know, but I want everybody to have their own ideas all ready before we say them.
Yours.
Okay. Is yours ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Lynn?
Is not yours? Mine.
Not yours. All right. Well, we'll give Lynn a few more minutes.
Did you like nothing or did you like it all?
No.
I liked everything.
What was the most exciting, interesting, new? What's the thing you won't forget right away?
I know.
I forgot what you said about the Indians already.
I didn't.
It's funny, some things stay with us and some things go, don't they?
Yeah. Like my grandma stays with us for some time, but then she goes. Grandma.
Some time before you spill it.
Linny, have you got yours?
Linny?
All right, well, let's start with Kay's. Maybe Lynn will think of hers.
I think the most interesting thing that she said was about how to make the book, how to write a book.
What did she tell you that you remember especially about that?
Well, she told us that the first thing you have to do to write a book is to think what story you're going to write, and then the next thing was when she said about cutting up her story if she got it all mixed up, and then she pasted it on into a different place.
Oh.
And then she copy it.
Uh-huh. And then what? Anything else?
No.
Have you thought about writing a story yourself since then?
Yeah.
What did you think you'd write about?
I thought I'd write about a little girl.
Uh-huh.
Not me. I'm writing about a friendly witch.
I'm writing about a bad giant.
He's a bad boy.
All right, let's hear what Kay is going to write about.
I'm going to write about a little girl, and she's going to meet a nice witch, and the witch is going to be her friend, and they're going to have a lot of adventures together.
Okay, Richard Keaton.
Do you have some ideas about the adventures that
Richard
you're going to have?
Richard Keaton. Oh.
Well, I'm too shy to tell.
Oh, no. Tell me. Well, maybe you'll tell after Nora tells what her most exciting experience was. You think about it. Tell me just one adventure that you think the girl might have with the witch.
Well, she was to go into the woods, and she was going to get lost, and the witch would be flying around catching bad little boys and girls. And then she'd find I forgot, I don't know what the little girl's name is going to be, but then she'd find her and she'd take her home to her mother. Her mother would be real nice and give the witch some cake and some poison mushrooms that the witch would like it.
Oh, I think that's a lovely story. Who'd ever imagine a witch liking poison mushrooms?
Well, I like poison mushrooms. I don't like mushrooms. Toadstools.
What was the thing that you won't ever forget, especially?
Well, I won't forget what she looked like, but I also won't forget what she told us about the books that she wrote. The book Nancy Hanks. It was about this little girl who lived in Virginia, and then they moved to Kentucky, and some bad men dressed up like Indians and tried to capture her.
Oh yeah, Nara told me.
And then she fell down, and so she started screaming, and so her uncle came, and two hunters came, and they caught the bad men, and they put them in jail, because there were silver mines on the Indian side, and the men wanted to steal all the Indians' silver, but if they did, then the rest of the people in Kentucky would get in trouble with the Indians, so the people who weren't with the silver mine gang didn't want them to.
Mm-hmm.
And Nancy Hanks was the mother of Abraham Lincoln. She was always kind. And once this little boy named Sammy, who was her small nephew, they went to this big cave with this deep river in it, but they didn't go too close, otherwise they would fall in. Then when they went out again, they started to get ready to go back home. But Sammy wanted to see the river again, and so no one saw him go except Nancy, so she wanted to know where he was going, so she followed him, and when he came to the edge, it was so slippery that he fell in, and so she jumped in to save him, but she couldn't swim with him to shore because the current was too swift and she wasn't strong enough, so she started screaming, "Help!" And no one heard her. And then finally, around 3 minutes later, which was a long time for her to keep up Sammy from drowning, her uncle came in and said, "Nancy, are you in here?" And she said, "Help." And so then everyone helped save them. But before they came, their mother, the Aunt Rachel, she had brought a lot of blankets and medicines and things, and the cousins had laughed because they thought, "Why do you need all those? Medicine for poison ivy and for snake bites and things like that, and all blankets and bearskin rugs." But then when they were on the way home, the cousins said that they were sorry they had left because they might not have gotten well soon if they didn't. Sammy and Nancy might not have gotten well soon if they didn't bring along the things.
Mm. Tell me, what does Maribel look like? You said you won't forget.
Well, I won't either.
What does she look like?
Well, she's kind of old now. She looks sort of like an Indian because she's half Indian. And, it's hard to describe.
Yeah, it sure is.
Mm. Haven't you ever seen her?
No, I just wondered. I just wondered. I love to look at her. And I just wondered what she looked like to you.
Well.
What does she look like to you, Lynn?
Well, she looks like I think she has brown eyes. Mm-hmm. She has gray hair. Well, it looks like she's about 67 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And
or around your age.
Yeah, but that isn't old.
No.
Mm-hmm. Adelaide isn't old.
However old she is.
What else do you want to talk about then?
Well, I am going to be an author.
You are going to be an author?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm gonna be a horse farm owner.
Me too.
I hope.
What did you think you'd want to write a story about?
A witch, I guess, and all spooky stories.
Spooky stories?
Yeah, and I'm gonna tell them to Honora.
Why are you gonna tell
her? So I can scare her and she won't have the hiccups anymore.
Did Maribel get to see your Indian things that you had made?
Yeah.
What did she think about those?
Well, she thought they were real good, but and she wanted to come to the power, but she couldn't.
Uh-huh. Mm. How was the power?
Well, everyone said it was good. I read two stories, but I don't think they're good. I don't think the one on the bulletin board is good, at least.
What's the matter with it?
It's hard.
What do you think? Did you like an honest story?
Yeah. I don't.
Why don't you like that one?
Because it's hard.
Hard?
Horrid.
Horrid? What's horrid about it?
Well,
what's the story in the first place? Singing Goober?
No.
That's the good one.
That's the good one. The icky one is the one about Beauty Rose. Ick.
Well, who's Beauty Rose?
Me.
Well, are you supposed to be an Indian or what?
Yes.
Oh. Well,
I'm going to say Indian picture writing.
Say something. I never got to hear Mirabelle, but it seems to me a very interesting part would be telling about her Indian life and about the Navajos and things.
Navajo, not Navajo.
Oh, Navajo, or however you say it.
And she said that now the Navajos, they're getting a lot of money because when we put them out in that bad land, we didn't know that there was your uranium there.
Not funny.
And so,
what bad land, anyhow?
New Mexico. But then New Mexico, though. Yeah, oh. And Arizona and stuff like that. Except that's not bad land. And so now, the Navajos have stuck uranium, and now they're rich. And they're building an art
center.
And they have an art center, and they're building lots of stores. And
Phantom.
Can't Phantom come in?
Get him. I didn't want her to bring her bones in here.
Oh.
Gee, wouldn't it be fun if we could all go visit Maribel sometime? What?
I want to see her.
Oh, well, you get to see her. She's going to be in Chicago a few more days. So you probably get it.
Well, where is she going back after this?
I think first she's going to New York for a while, and maybe she'll even come back here for a little bit, but then finally she's going to New Mexico in the winter to be with her Indian friends and Mexican friends.
She said that most of her childhood in Idaho, or however you say.
Idaho.
Yeah, Idaho.
You can open the door again.
She also lived in Minnesota and Arizona for a while.
If you were gonna write a thank you letter to Maribel, what would you say in it?
Thank you.
What would you say?
Well, besides that,
I'd say
thank you for
Maribel. Thank you for coming.
No, thank you for what did she teach you, and what did she tell us a little about Mexico?
Thank her for telling us all the stuff she taught us.
About how writing a book.
Thank her for giving us her autograph.
Yeah. Well,
And thank her for praising us.
Praising?
Yeah.
Did she praise you?
Yes. You mean for the costumes and the everything like that?
No, but the good thing for all the good writers that we're gonna be, except I'm not gonna be a writer.
Well, I'll tell you what, Lynn said that she's gonna be an author. That's what I'm gonna be, Lynn, I think, because, I don't know what I'm gonna be. I might be an artist or I might be an author because I don't know what I'll be.
You can be both.
I always write poems. I made up poems,
and then I forget them. I always think of poems before I get a chance to write them.
I was starting to make a story, and I might make some stories, and I was starting to make a story about some fairies. I might make up a story about my dolls. I mean, some of my toys and things like Raggedy Ann story sort of and.
Ooh, neato.
If I make up stories,
I'm gonna make up horse stories.
I've been thinking about this. I wanna look up records and everything and write a story about some family a poor family or a family down south or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you suppose, Nora, that you could have a horse farm and be a writer? Oh.
Well, yeah. I'll have a horse farm and I'll be an artist and I'll be an author and I'll be...
And you'll write stories about horses.
Yeah. I'll write a story about my farm and I'll be... I want to be a teacher.
Well, you
want to be everything.
I don't know what I want to be. I want to be a ballet dancer.
Me too.
You too?
Well, I want to own a lot of pets, around 16 dogs and 17 cats, and around 13 birds, and around 2,000 horses.
Yeah.
How are you going to take them
and
out?
And 900
pounds. You have to have 50,000 children to take them all out.
Yeah.
And take care of them. No?
Oh, I can do it with my handy machine. That thing. Someone does everything.
Oh, and what
it has 12,000 million hands.
Can you tell me what grade are you all? I sort of forget.
Fourth.
Fourth grade? Well, what? Tell me about it. What happened? What did Maribel tell you about?
About we were making our own history right now, listening to her and talking about her. And she said that she wrote some books.
Mm-hmm.
About Abraham Lincoln and
Johnny
Appleseed and Sparrowhawk and what else? She told us about when she was a little girl, how she started writing books.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm looking for is to see if I'm getting a flicker on my little machine. Okay. What else? Who can tell me something else?
She said that the way she started writing books was the whites started starting TV always said the Indians were the
what?
The bad
the bad guys.
Yeah.
And
that she didn't think that it was right because they were Indians. So she started writing the true history.
And come on, you tell. You tell.
She didn't really like what they were talking about, and she wrote some things about what she thought that was true. About the Indians,
mm-hmm.
or the history, and she thought, she asked if we would like to write stories and send them to her.
Oh.
And things like that. And she would like to have these stories sent out to her very much to see what we think about history. And that we would all be history or
writers.
What do you think back then? Do you think that would be fun? Are you gonna do it?
I'll try.
You think
she'll
try?
She gave us her address.
Yeah. What does everybody think they'll write a story about?
I'm not going to write a story.
What? You're not going
to? I would like drawing pictures.
She said we could draw, she said that we could draw pictures to her or write stories and write poems. Something like that.
So what do you think you're going to do?
I don't know.
Oh, but we could try and make a book.
And she said that you bake books.
You bake books?
Yeah.
Right.
You put them in an oven and you bake them.
Uh-huh.
And that you had to have publishers and lots of people to help you write books because you can't just do it yourselves. And that it cost all a lot of money, and if one book just cost $3, she would only get 39 cents of it.
30 cents
of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's the thing? You know how sometimes you see somebody and somebody talks to you for a while. And some of the things that she tells you, you may forget.
Yeah.
But there's usually one thing or a couple of things that you'll just never, never forget. That you'll always remember. Think for a minute and see if you think what each of you thinks is the thing that you'll most remember about the things Maridel told you. Each of you think until you get your own idea in your head. And hold on to it tight while somebody else is telling what they think.
I was thinking about the necklace that she was wearing. It was made out of silver. And it was real pretty. And it was real old. The Indians made it, and she was wearing it. And I forgot how old it was, but it was 100 and something years old.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we all were going to say.
Very much.
Is that what everybody wanted to say? Really?
She was wearing a shawl and a black. I forgot exactly.
What else are you going to do that? What say?
And I liked the way she talked, and
what did you like especially about the way she talked?
Her voice? Yes.
When she said Chicago, it was so crazy.
And she lived in Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
She came to me.
What's her voice like?
Who knows?
A man's.
Hmm?
A man's voice.
Hi, Santa.
It's like a man's voice?
Lick me, because I don't know you that
it's
much.
It's deep and...
It's deep?
Yeah.
Does it make you think of anything? What did your voice make you think of? Why do you think you'll remember it so specially?
Well, it really was sort of a deep voice in it. It was kind of different from any of the other voices that I have heard before. And I really haven't heard a woman's voice that deep except for a teacher, Mrs. Light, but hers wasn't really as deep as Mary Dell's.
Mm-hmm. Does it make you think of anything especially, that deep voice?
Sort of like an Indian chief.
Sort of like an Indian chief?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Why do you suppose the necklace is the thing that you all most remember?
It's so pretty and...
It was old and it was mostly a different kind of necklace that you
could hardly ever buy any.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now think of the thing that you'll most remember about what she said. Everybody think for a minute. The thing that you're going to hold on to, you think the most. That was the most important thing to you.
That she said that we were writers when we wrote letters and when we wrote poems,
mm-hmm.
things like that.
Mm-hmm. What was the most important thing to you? What do you think? What was the most important thing you think to you?
Well, I like writing, and I do like drawing pictures. And
she's the best artist in the whole room.
Is she our best artist?
Yeah.
We should see her picture that she drew of Bozo Circus. That was real good.
Was it?
Yeah.
Did Meridell give you some ideas for pictures? Did you get some ideas after she used to?
I would think of, soldiers and Indians fighting, and I would think of drawing big Indian chiefs and braves and pet pooses and things like that,
mm-hmm.
towns and
mm-hmm.
horses.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of rocks and things like that.
Well, it sounds like it was fun. Was it fun?
Yes.
Do you think everybody had fun?
Yes.
Who had the most fun?
Me.
What?
All of us, probably, because a boy in our class said, when she was talking about Mary Poppins Comes Back, a boy in our class said, we have a Mary Poppins in our room. And Meridell said, who? And Bruce said, Mrs. Matters.
Oh. And that was fun.
Because she can really sound like it.
She knows the person
she
who wrote Mary Poppins.
You know, she can, she's double jointed and everything. And it seems like she's just like Mary Poppins.
Really?
Her voice, when she's talking,
she always goes like Mary Poppins, and she
when she's talking, that she's saying the children are saying things. It really sounds like they are children and saying these things.
Jane and Michael, she can sound out real good.
Yeah,
right.
And this is the same thing Mary Poppins does. She goes, I'm getting mad. I'm really getting mad.
When she played out Miss Andrews, it was really funny. And Michael's father's maid or something.
Guardian.
Or something.
And she said, I don't suppose you know who I am. And then all of a sudden Michael said, oh yes we do, you're the Holy Terror.
Because
that's what his father
said.
And
she had some real small eyes, and she's all...
And she got locked up in a birdcage.
And she and the bird flew off with her and dropped it, and she went away.
Oh.
Yeah. And you know, when she was coming in a cab, she had bags and hot boxes.
And they were trunks full with medicine.
Yeah, bottles.
Is this your teacher or Mary Poppins you're telling me about?
Miss Andrew.
Miss Andrew.
That's in the story.
Oh. Did Meridale tell you anything you didn't know before? Did she tell you something new?
Yeah.
What did she tell you that was new, Gina, that you didn't know about before?
Things like, I've heard everybody say, I didn't really believe the other people. They said that Chief Blackhawk was a mean man. Whenever someone died, he laughed, and when he died, he was laughing. And I didn't believe that, and she told us that he was a very nice chief, and they made him die in prison.
They shot him.
They shot him?
No, they didn't. He was left in jail. Was hardly any food.
Did she tell you anything that you didn't know that was specially new and important for you?
Well, that when Blackhawk took his people away from their homelands, well, that when they got to the place where they were supposed to be, the soldiers all shot them anyway,
mm-hmm.
instead of letting them live.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you think we can learn anything from about the Indians?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Is it important for us to know about Indians?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, because you should really not try and take something away from some people that belongs to them, and that you should be friends with them, and maybe they'll let you live on their land,
mm-hmm.
and be friends and not start wars.
And also you can learn a lot of things, like we learned from the Indians making fire with two sticks and really making fire.
And making pretty
bread,
clothes.
Like and cornbread and moccasins.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But there are lots
of
things
from the Indians. If it weren't for the Indians,
yeah.
You wouldn't have all those Indian things and stuff like that.
And paint?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you get some, I think it's bark and some kind of bark, and you take off the bark from a tree and some kind of tree and mix it.
And you can make paint?
And how to build houses. I mean, like adobe walls.
And also you can make dye out of
onion peels.
Yeah, they
and
did that
oak,
too.
Red oak bark.
We made it in our class. Some people did it and they put it on a cloth and they made it different colors.
Oh,
yeah.
Some people made it red, some people made it yellow.
Oh.
And they dyed some.
Mm-hmm.
They dyed a white cloth or a yellow cloth, and then it turned yellow, one of them. And it was a white cloth, and it turned brown.
Orange.
Red.
Brown.
Well, Kathy did one, and
that was brown.
A white handkerchief. It was orange.
It was orange.
It was reddish brown,
so
reddish
orange.
Yeah.
Reddish orange around the color of that bag.
Is there anything you wish Meridale would write a story about?
Me.
Do you think, would you like her to write a story about you?
No, because then everybody will think that I'm famous and they're not.
I don't have to be famous.
She said that she, if we wrote something about our life, then she would write us in a book.
Oh, you think maybe you'll do that?
Yeah.
She said write a poem or something like that, and then she'll write us a book or something.
Well, I'm kind of silly most of the times, so I think if she wrote about me, it would be mighty silly. People would think that I'm kind of queer, because
I think that she's kind of old.
No, I act silly at times, and then I act serious.
At times,
and
all the time.
I do silly things. I make up silly people, and I call in my dreams. I call them names that, and I don't even know them. I give them names that I want them to be.
There was a boy, and she told me the day after she had seen this boy that she, in her dreams, she didn't know his name. She just called him something like,
stupid, or
dreamy head, sleepy head, wake up, sleepy head.
Yeah. Don't you think most of us are like that?
Yeah. She just walks over and says, wake up, sleepy head.
Yeah. I don't think you're the only one who's silly.
Well, I always talk in my dreams. My sister even said so.
His name is Jesse, and some people say that he looks like me, and that they think that he's my brother. And most of the children in our class don't like him because he's mean and he's silly,
bossy.
And he acts bossy. And
he always
teeny.
Has to get his way.
And, yeah, and he just because he's a big fat patrol boy, he's a skinny one too.
he has no bones at all.
Well, yeah, he's around this skinny.
This
yeah,
as skinny
kind of
as a pin.
Myself, but see, he was pushing me around, and I lose my big fingernail, and I pinch.
She keeps one finger that has a sharp nail. Only one finger though, just one.
Two, to pinch people with.
I mostly use my.
First. Anybody can be first. You want to be first, Joni?
She was third.
Okay.
I'm second.
Why don't we all talk at once?
Yeah.
Because then I would hear what everybody's saying.
Hello.
Well, how should we start? Well, just tell me about it. What happened?
Well, it was all wrong because...
Look, just Joni, leave it alone, okay?
She was supposed to speak to our... She was supposed to wander around and look at the different classes from 9 o'clock to 9:45.
Uh-huh.
And then at 9:45 till 10:30, she was supposed to look at, speak to our English class. And for some reason or another, we didn't change classes that day. So she spoke to our class in our home room at 9 o'clock about 9:45.
It was about 9:50.
And it was very interesting. I think everybody liked it. She spoke about the difference between different people, how different people saw history,
I tell you know how we can do this. We do this like that. Do you ever play that game at a party where somebody starts a story and they get to an exciting point and they leave it and turn it to the next one? We'll do it like that.
Okay.
So,
I'll leave somebody at the most complicated part.
All right. She started, you better finish and start all, she started to tell you about what?
Well, she told us about history, and different people, everybody saw history in a different way. The Indians and the white man,
the Indians had an entirely different viewpoint from the white men, because, the Indians were fighting for their land, and the white men were fighting to take it away from them.
She said that the Indians thought that the land belonged to everybody, and when the British, the British took advantage of it, and they came and tried to fight. She told us that they tried to fight for the land, and this made the Indians turn against them. And she said she wrote a book about called The River Road, about Abraham Lincoln when he first saw slavery, and she wrote. I think she was very original because she said that a lot of there's hardly any books about the mothers of famous people, and she wrote about Abraham Lincoln's mother. It was called Nancy Hanks of the Wilderness Road.
Mm-hmm.
She talked about a lot of books and the different ones, and they were mostly about anything. But they were, the way she discussed them with us, you know, just made me want to read them. I mean, they were just all interesting.
Well, I wanted to add something to what Muriel said. The white man, the Indians said the land, you know, they didn't, you know, they said there's enough land here for everybody, you know.
That's just what Tony said.
Let them come and, you know, you can come and take what you want. But then the white man, like Jonah said, took advantage of it, and they wanted all of it for themselves. And, you know, they fought with the Indians. You know, the Indians just wanted their land. And the white men had to change it to, they had to cut down the trees where they hunted and et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, you know, the white men came in, well, it's like, you know, somebody walking in, kicking you out of your home. Out of your house, you know. Just
she said that,
and she made that very interesting. She made that point very clear. And
Renee, what did you want to say?
I was just going to tell. I can't remember the name of it, but it was a book. And she said that she told the story of a white
Sparrow.
Boy,
Sparrowhawk,
white boy and an Indian boy, and their friendship, but their father and their fathers were at war. And she said that, and she told about, she said in the book that she told about different troubles they had.
Well, she said that we should, we should start a history of ourselves, and really, she said we really thought that there wasn't really any history to our lives, but she said if we talked to our mothers and saw, you know, about famous relatives they had, then, we'd find out that there really was some history.
But everybody has a history, you know. she says she started her history about our age, when she was our age, and she said, you know, you may not think that you have anything happened to you that day, but if you see a caterpillar crawling on the ground through a hole or into a certain piece of grass. Well, that's history. You write that down, and it'll make history.
She said that worms have history.
And she said that if you just, you have to really find out the history, you have to take something from everybody, like, from everybody's story, like, say you saw an accident on the street, and everybody sees a different thing. And she said, take all the ideas and crumble them up together, and then you come out with what's true.
And she also said that a lot of history was a lie, because, you know, well, as Renee said, they saw it in a different way. You know, a lot of the British said that that they were right, and the Indians said that they were right, and that's, you know, it was all different.
But it's not exactly like that. The Indians said the land was for everybody, yeah, and the white man said the land was for them.
Well, they all had a different point of view.
Yeah, the Indians' point of view, and white men regarded the Indians as savages, and they said, get out of the land.
That wasn't fair at all.
No, it wasn't.
And she said that she was part Indian. And she.
That makes a noise, honey.
I'm sorry.
No. Yeah.
Well, she said that everything was entirely different. If you wanted the history of this country, you'd have to have two points of view. From the British and Spaniards and French and the Indians' point of view. And well, the Indians were just, I don't know, they were living on the land. They didn't think that, well, this land is mine, so you can't come on, and if you come on, I'm gonna kill you.
Mm-hmm.
But the white man said, well, this all this land, nobody's claimed it. Well, nice piece of land, I think I'll take it, you know. So they fight over it, and everything gets all mixed up. And white men regarded the Indians as savages. They're just savages. What can they do with all this land? We may as well take it. It's going to no use at all.
Anybody else got anything they want to tell me? You're telling me a wonderful story.
Well, she said that she had been a lot of places and she saw. That's what I did.
Oh, did you spill? Wait, honey, I'll get a napkin.
She said she had been to a lot of different places and she saw different things about different people. And she couldn't find anything about mothers of anybody. Like she couldn't even find anything about Nancy Hanks. And she said she thought how unfair the white men were to the slaves and the Indians and not to let women go to school. She thought that they should have some part in life too.
Well, she said that she thought that her book about Nancy Hanks was the only one written, but I've read one by another author.
Oh, you have?
No, she said that she that's the only book she's seen about Nancy Hanks, but she didn't say it was the only one.
She said she thought it was the
only one. Well, isn't that good that there's more than one book about Nancy Hanks?
She also wrote a book about Johnny Appleseed, and she said he was the first one to ever establish any kind of library.
She said that he would take a book and maybe tear it into three parts.
Yeah.
And give one farmer the first part, give another farmer the second part, and the other farmer the third part. And then when he thought it was enough time, you know, for them to have finished, either that or when he happened to be coming back. He would switch the parts around and, you know, let the farmer read the first part, read the second part, and the farmer read the second part, read the third part, you know, things mm-hmm. like that.
And she also wrote a book about Davy Crockett, and she wrote an adult book about North Star Country.
Mm-hmm. Renee, do you want some more ginger ale?
No, thanks.
Well, what else? What do you suppose? I'm just wondering, you know how sometimes when you have an experience, some things that you remember a long, long time, maybe forever, and some things sort of disappear from your memory because they aren't very useful to you or very important to you. I was just wondering about all the things that Maridel told you in class. Each of you think for a minute and see what thing that she said, told you about, maybe was the most important thing for you, the thing you won't forget. If there was one, something that will stay in your head.
I'll just remember her coming. I'll probably forget about some of the things she said and all, but I'll just remember that she said the name. No, just really some of them. I'm sure I won't forget that she came.
Why will you remember that she came?
Because her talk was interesting. And a lot of times, you know, you listen to somebody and you just can't get interested in stuff. And I didn't think I would be interested in some of her books, but the way she talks about them, they sound so so full of life or something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, the class, you know, usually when someone comes to talk to us, everyone's moving around and everyone's talking. And everyone seemed just to, you know, have their eyes glued on her.
That's what you remember.
They were just sitting there.
That's very
and,
rare.
And I think that they enjoyed it very much, and I do too. And I think that she's one of the only authors that writes on, well, a lot of authors do, but I really haven't ever read any books about, you know, history, you know, like the wilderness. And I think she's, you know, she has good feelings toward, you know, a lot of the things that happened and slavery and about the Indians.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm like Renee. The important thing that I would remember was that she came.
Yeah. Everything was interesting. Yeah.
Everything.
I remember the whole, you know, the whole idea and subject of what she said and, you know, about the history, and I was thinking about getting a notebook and writing down.
And everybody, I think everybody looks, you know, at their parents and everything as history. I mean, they now everyone knows that, you know, everything has history, and they usually think that it really doesn't have any history. But now they'll probably find out, just if she hadn't come, and they never think of even asking their parents. Now, since she came, they'll probably find out a lot about, you know, their parents.
Have you asked your parents anything?
No, not yet.
Not yet. You haven't talked about the history yet. Do you think?
Well, I've really.
On each of our birthdays, my brother and sister and I, she tells us our history. You know, the few weeks or few months before we were born, and maybe she has hair from my brother's first haircut and et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Joan. It's my turn.
All right.
Well, I was going to say that. Right now, that I remember for probably around a year, is one or two of the titles of her books, so I can look for them, so I can read them.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't have anything to do with the class one, but one thing I'll always remember about her, we were at the Tilsons' house, and when we went to Minnesota, and instead of giving them presents, she makes them, and she writes little things. She includes in pictures and stuff, and she tells about all their history and everything. And you know, she tells about their history and what they have done up to that age. And
she told us that she's giving poems
one of the,
for birthday
presents. Yeah, I think that's one of the best birthday presents person could have. You know, it tells all about their history that they forgot.
Yeah.
It's like poetry. So.
Did she talk to you about writing? Do you think you're going to write some stories now?
Well, she said we should start writing now, and we were lucky because we were living in a very important age, and we'd have, you know, we should remember all of it and tell, you know, maybe even write a history book.
Do you agree with her?
Yes. I doubt I could ever because I don't have enough patience. But she said we should start now and start writing about ourselves, so we'll remember.
I always think about that. Every night when I go to sleep and I can't think of anything to do, I just sit there and think about what I write about in my book of my book. Or what somebody else would write about me if I was ever famous.
Oh, don't worry, nobody will ever write a book about that.
You're very intelligent.
How do you know?
Well, she knows because she'll take it away from the publisher or something.
And even if there's the boy in our room, and no matter what we do, he's so obnoxious, his name is Grant Cyrus, and he was even listening. He was just sitting there.
Yeah, another boy.
That's what shocked
me. He talks to back and forth to everybody, Norman, and he
was very excited
really
about it.
But when she talked about the Indians and, you know, how everybody was talking, he started talking about the cowboys and Indians, but that's completely different.
And she said that her best friend was a horse.
Yeah, she said she was writing a book about a horse.
And I don't think she could ever be lonely because she has all the things.
Yeah, and, you know, she can just pick up a book and start writing it.
She could pick up anything. She picks up a seat or something, and I think
how can she pick up a book and start writing?
I mean,
pick up a paper and start writing. It seems like she can, you know, she can write.
It's not as easy as all that.
It seems like she could write 100 pages about lampshade or
something. But really, she says, she doesn't say she wrote a book. She said she tried to write a book.
Yeah, and she doesn't.
And I don't know why she says that. She said she tried. She wrote.
What do you mean she can pick up a seed? Who said that? Was that Muriel?
That was Joni. Joni said that she thought she could write 100 pages about a lampshade.
Well, I think that she can pick up. She could pick up a seed and.
Speck of dust here.
She could pick up a seed and
another little speck of dust on that, and another one on that, and on that littlest one, there's a little family living.
she said that really nobody knew about the history of the people. I mean, they knew it, but not everything. So she just sort of had to make up a lot of it. And she had to think of what she thought it would be like, and she wrote about that and took the important facts. And
Joni said that she could pick up a seed and look at it. I suppose she was
she could just write a history of a seed.
About how she could write a history of a worm, or, you know.
She could. I don't think she could ever be lonely.
She said, wouldn't it be very interesting to know the history of a worm if a worm could write? Wouldn't you read all the books it wrote?
I would.
I would too.
I think
it would be very interesting.
She said, wouldn't you like to be a woman?
I won't.
Tell Alan what it feels like to have your head chopped off.
Yeah, she said he probably feels melancholy when he has his head chopped off.
You probably do.
I would too.
Me too.
Yeah, but they can grow it back again. That doesn't.
Yeah,
no,
it's dirty.
Why do you suppose everybody could, even boys who are usually noisy, could listen so carefully to Maridel?
Well, she had an interesting subject. Yeah. A lot of the time, you know, somebody comes in and explains something, shows a movie or something, of something that's of interest to girls, but the boys don't like it, and sometimes that somebody comes in with something.
The girls don't always like it either.
Well, that's
yeah,
beside
also,
the point.
Like,
no, she
was
at
this
was
time,
very interesting.
I mean,
it was about Indians and history.
No one ever really, you know, thinks. No one ever really goes into the trouble of explaining all that about all that. And she sort of, you know, we learned a lot too. I think that everyone in our class has learned a lot. And
history,
everyone's trying to find her
in history books.
Yeah.
It tells about how the Indians made savage raids on white men, killing everybody, and then, you know, in one sentence maybe it says the white men did the same thing, and then maybe there's something, but not very often. And the white men did it just as much, if not more.
I know, and she
they
said
started.
That she wrote, what did she write again? That book about, oh yes, Sparrowhawk.
Mm-hmm.
Renee said, told me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's pitiful to think that if you want to be friends, you know, you have to do it secretly because your fathers are against each other. And
it's just like a feud or something.
She
just
said
like
that
a what?
A feud, you know.
Yeah.
And she said that she felt very strongly against this, and she was,
it's like a West Side Story.
She felt, you know, she felt very strongly about the way the Indians were treated. What?
I'm afraid that Fanny has got hair all over the rug.
That's probably
so.
Ellen.
Muriel, why don't you sort of catch Ellen up today? Tell her, you know, what we've been talking about.
Well, we've talked about how she told us about everyone has a history and about the Indians, and so you don't have much left to say.
Oh, but Ellen
she can
has
add
what she thinks
Ellen
to
has
say.
Tell her your
you
point.
Remember, she has some history.
We've all been sort of remembering. Everybody was telling me because I didn't get to hear Maridel. Mm-hmm.
And we told her what we liked best about the whole girl visit.
And what do you remember most?
Well, am I being taped now?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't hear some of it because I was at the band. But I was here when I heard about the Indians, and that was practically all I heard.
About the Indians?
Mm-hmm.
Was there anything about it that you found interesting, you remember especially?
Well, I remember that she wrote a few books about the Indians,
mm-hmm.
and then she wrote a book about wild horse.
She's starting a book about a wild horse in the prairie, and how you know, the white man treated the horses, and how gently the Indians treated the horses.
She was telling us how the Indians followed the horses until, you know, the horses finally liked them, and they became friends with them. And the white settlers, they hit them right,
Around
their
forehead,
you know, show the horse who was boss. And sometimes the horse died, and then other times the horse would just, you know, have this terrible hatred for them.
And usually, people write against the Indians and tell how bad they were. But she, you know, sort of she brings out how really they weren't bad and how good they were, and why it really was unfair the way they were treated. And it's
just like in whenever you see movies on television,
I know,
the Indians always lose, and the cowboys, they, you know,
yeah, and they make
out.
The Indians the savages.
Yeah.
And I think that she really,
and they make the Indians seem so bad, but
I think that she really,
understand better.
Yeah, and
she
doesn't write about what most people write, and, you know, it's something that people could, look
understand.
on and see that, that, you know, well, different, you know, she has different beliefs than a lot of people, you know, they could really, you know, see what her point of view is, and yes. and see that really the Indians weren't that bad. And she also wrote about, you know, I told you about that thing about when Abraham Lincoln first saw slavery and how bad it was.
And I like her because she speaks up, you know. Other people say when somebody's
brave.
The main people think that maybe the cowboys were the best of all of them, and she says, well, I think the Indians are. And you know, even if she is the only one in the whole group who thinks so, she speaks up and says it.
I know, I think she's real very brave to write a book like that.
Yeah, especially with the critics.
Anybody got anything else they want to read? Think about?
Ellen? Yeah. Well, did you think it was interesting?
What's the part you remember the most of all?
Well, the only part I was there for was the Indians. And
did you like that?
And you
did you find it interesting? And do you think you write? Are you gonna try to read some more books?
Does what Maridel tells you about the Indians, does that make you think differently about any things that are happening today?
What?
You think differently when you know something about history and think about history, does it help to make you understand things differently today?
Sometimes.
Like what? I don't understand.
Well, like we were studying about England and how settlers came and the Indians, and when you read it from our social studies book, you know, it makes you feel sort of hate the Indians, but then, you know, when she tells us about it, it makes you, you know, like them.
Mm-hmm. It's, you know,
she's how to write, you know, how she writes her book, and so she told us that, you know, for instance, in Nancy Hanks, she has to, nobody knows anything about her, you know, so she had to go down to the town where she lived, and she said Elizabethtown, and ask the people there what they knew, and, you know, find out from the surroundings, and she knows that she lost a child, so she says, how would I feel if I lost a child, and, how would I feel if I was very ill or something and I knew I was going to die and I was so young.
She said that she puts herself when she doesn't really know very much about the person, she puts herself in their place and she she thinks of what it would be like and she just thinks, she closes her eyes and thinks and then she writes because she doesn't know what she knows, and she sort of could tell her all what her whole life was about, and I think that's very, you know, most people couldn't do that.
Yeah, and she was telling us about how she made the book. She said that it cost $25 at the printer, or the book has to correct a mistake.
And she said she is a bad speller, so she had a tutor
or something.
Do you think you could put yourself in another person's?
Well, I've tried it before. We had to do it for drama, and it's hard. I don't know how she could do it, especially if she has to write a book.
We weren't supposed to put ourselves in another.
Well, she was supposed to be someone else.
Have a different personality.
Yeah, but Well, I've tried to put myself in a different person's place and see what it would be like, and it's just so, you know, I could never write a book like that.
What about you, Miriam?
I don't think I could either. It seems so hard to, well, when you're you, and then all of a sudden you have to be somebody else.
Yeah.
When I get mad at somebody, you know, somebody writes in my book or writes on my gym shoes or something, well then, you know, I say, why did this person do it, and, if somebody does something I don't like and I yell at them or something, well then I put myself in their place and I, you know, and they get mad at me and maybe they hit me or something or they do something else, well I put myself in their place and I can imagine why they...
Oh, I couldn't. I never think when somebody does something in there with me, my first reaction is to hit.
Well, I think she must be very, And that's, you know, maybe, you know, you don't really have to be smart to do this, and that's probably, you know, most people think you have to be real smart to write a book and everything. But I think the way she does
it,
you have to be slightly bright, but the way she does it, I mean, the way she does it, you wouldn't have to be real bright and everything. Well, I'm sure she is very bright and everything, but the way she does it, you know, you wouldn't have to be that, you know. And she says that,
what's different about the way she does it?
Most people, they just, gather things out of books and all they can out of books and everything. And she does this too, but, you know, as I said, she puts herself in the other person's place and she sort of makes it, not all real, but, you know, sort of what it would be like.
Mm-hmm.
And most people just, you know, get all they could out of books, and that I don't think it's as exciting and more as fun to read when they do that. I think it's more fun to read.
She seems to have a very big imagination.
Yeah, and I think I never read any of her books, but my brother took some out. And she writes. I think Nancy Hanks is more of the easier level. I've seen Sparrowhawk in the senior section. I think that's harder.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe she has traditions.
But I never have I liked to read history books before, but now I think I like to, because, you know, she explained it as, and now she's made me have a new feeling about it. About what happened, and now she's made me, introduced us to it, and now I want to read them, and before I really never did.
I read biographies and that sort of thing a whole lot. They're interesting.
Mm. These aren't really biographies. They are, but some of them are.
They're almost exactly like that.
Hanks would be considered a biography.
Yeah.
So they would go
mm-hmm.
Johnny Appleseed.
David Crockett.
You got an idea about another story you wish you'd write?
Well, I was going to ask her if she has ever tried to write anything besides, those kind of books. And I didn't get to ask her because she had to go. I think that she more or less would, I don't think she would write those other books, because I think she, once you get one subject, I think, you know, she said she was, you know, part Indian and she was born in the Indian country. And I think she would, she enjoys writing these kind of books, and that's why she can't write any other books, and it would be hard.
She can't.
Like her to write another kind
of
book?
I think that it would be interesting to read another kind of book by her.
Would you like her to write a book about?
Maybe a non-fiction. Fiction, I mean. No, wait.
If somebody's specialty is, biographies, well then, you know, they might have trouble writing some other kind of book.
What would you like her to write? I think Meredith can write most anything you want.
I know.
I think a person like her, I mean, she said she told some jokes in school. I mean, like, you know, she made us laugh, so I would like to have her try something like humorous books. Or, you know.
Well, I think that if she wrote a fiction, made up a character out of those days, I think it would be very interesting to read. She made it up.
Made it sound funny, you know,
well,
all
about animals, especially cats and dogs.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it would be interesting if she made one.
Especially about maybe cats and dogs who talk to each other, maybe a family who has cats and dogs, and who has a cat and a dog, and they have their own little animal language, you know, and sort of, you know, a funny book. And
anything else? Anybody thinks would be nice she wrote about?
Well, I think
whatever she feels like. Right?
Well, I think that she would probably be able to write well what Lisa suggested, you know, because she seems to enjoy writing about animals.
Yeah.
And that she would
animals.
Well,
get out of here, know it all.
Well, I think that she would be able to write well a book about an animal that was injured or something and was treated mean by humans,
and then how someone came.
Well, I think that it would be interesting if she wrote a fiction book about a boy or a girl from those days, and if, you know, all different, the Indians were treated right, and, you know, that everyone was friendly with the Indians, and, you know, how, you know, the girl had a, you know, her best friend was an Indian or something, and there wasn't any slavery. Yes, there was. If, you know, everything was turned around backwards.
That would be fun, wouldn't it?
I have an idea.
What?
Well, maybe something about a man from England or something who maybe had a blind daughter or something, and he brought her to America for health, you know, she was also very sick, and she made friends with an Indian, and, you know, she didn't know that it was an Indian, and the Indian was sad, and, you know, she was brought to the Indian campground, and the parents were, you know, everybody in the tribe talked about why she, you know, the Indian girl was taking advantage of her because she was blind, and if she ever knew that she was an Indian, she would get out of there, you know, faster than you could wink your eye. And,
excuse me, I have to go.
I think we probably all have to go.
Yeah, I have to go.